God bless you, Periscope family. Hey, Bishop Grillo. God bless you. Patty Linosa. Hey, guys. Thanks for joining me. I know I did a Periscope this morning, but I had some trouble with my little arm that was helping me to Periscope. So, hey, Afa, God bless you. I got a quick word. This isn't going to be long, but really, really something God's putting on my heart. I'm going to wait about 30 seconds till you guys, till the rest of you get on. And I'm really excited. This morning was powerful. We talked about how God will reveal your enemy so you can deal with your enemy. God's not going to take care of your enemy for you. He's going to reveal where your enemy's working and say, now it's your turn to go take that enemy out. And so, hey, Diane. Yes, it's me again. Yes, I'm getting addicted to these Periscopes. Good afternoon, Patty Linosa. Praise God. I know I had to. Hey, Grivelin, God bless you. I'm so glad you guys are joining me. I'm going to wait just a few more minutes, and I want to share with you two facts about you like my addiction. Okay, I am. I'm addicted to. Hey, Grivelin, God bless you. So good to see all of you on. Swipe to the right or the left really quickly before I get started. Invite your Twitter followers. Amen. That means the world to me that you guys would take your time. Thank you for letting me speak into your life. It is a beautiful day. I mean, I got to show you this. Hold on. It's just gorgeous. Can you see the trees? This is I'm actually sitting in my driveway because I'm between appointments. And thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing that, guys. I'm actually between appointments. Thank you, Patty, for doing that. Now this is going to blow your mind. I'm going to give you a secret about wealth and favor and prosperity. And I want you guys to, I don't think any of you have ever seen my house. If you can see it through the back window, I don't know if you can or not. But anyway, I'm sitting here. It's about 82 degrees today. Perfect golf weather, but I'm working, so I can't play golf. But this guy in my front yard here, this guy across the street, his yard is immaculate. I mean, his yard is perfect. I don't know who does his yard, but the grass is green. Everything's manicured. Lord have mercy. Mine's getting there. I'm working on it. Now listen, let me give you these facts about words. Words create your wealth. Your words create your wealth. Write that down. I'm going to prove it to you. Your words create your wealth. If you, and I'm not just talking about wealth in your bank account, emotional wealth, physical health is wealth, energy. Yes, Grivelin, God bless you. Thank you for writing that down and repeating that. If you guys want to take these principles and write them down so the people just joining can see them. If you're just joining us, go listen to this replay. It's powerful. Your words create your wealth. Your words create your wealth. Somebody said, what's wealth? Well, I'll have to give you that. That's another teaching. But wealth is more than money. Money's one currency of wealth. But I believe wealth is the joy of God. The joy of God in your life is wealth. What good is having cars, land, and houses if you can't enjoy any of it? The inability to enjoy the blessing of God is religion. God didn't call me to religion. God called me to the kingdom. And the Bible says the kingdom of heaven is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So you want to know what wealth is? Wealth is not just having. Wealth is the ability to enjoy what God has given you. I know a lot of people that got a lot of money, but they're broke because they have no joy. They can't enjoy it. They can't enjoy the goodness of God. The Bible says God takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servant. When you're blessed and you enjoy it, it gives God pleasure. It gives God pleasure. So your words create your wealth. I'm going to prove it to you. There were three places that Israel went in the Old Testament. When they got delivered from Egypt, they went into the wilderness, and then they went into the promised land. There are three stages to wealth. Egypt represents poverty. Every Every stage has a language. Every stage has a language. Egypt represents poverty. God took Egypt out of slavery and poverty and pulled them into the wilderness. The wilderness represents provision. Provision is when God takes care of you. Provision is when you are unable to create your own wealth. God had to provide manna. He had to provide quail. He had to provide for them in the wilderness. The wilderness, provision is not a place where you are supposed to stay. Provision is a transition point to prosperity. Whew, somebody ought to get that. Provision is not a place to camp out. Wow, your bills are paid. Don't camp out there. Well, I'm just happy to have food and clothing and raiment. That's great. Be content, but don't camp out there. Move from provision to prosperity. God did not create the wilderness for you to live in. In fact, the temple in the wilderness was made of tent. It was a tent material because it was able to be transported. God did not intend for your through place to be your to place. God didn't intend for your provision to be all you get. Provision is a step to prosperity. You take your provision and you create your prosperity. Now, each level has a different language. When they were in poverty, yes, hallelujah. When they were in poverty, watch this. When they were in poverty, they spoke poverty. We don't have enough straw and clay to make bricks so we can work. We don't have enough. We don't have enough. They never had enough even to do their work. That's poverty. They spoke the language of slavery. They spoke the language of poverty. And here comes Moses speaking the language of deliverance. The Lord said, Egypt, let my people go. God is going to set you free. It was a language they were not accustomed to. Many people stay in poverty because they speak the language of poverty. They speak the language. Words create your wealth. My God, thank you. The words create your wealth. And they began to speak. Hey, London, God bless you. Thank you, Leslie. They began to speak and watch their words. The words of a man brought them from poverty to provision. Now they're in the wilderness. They speak the language of provision. The language of provision is this. What are we going to eat? What are we going to drink? What are we going to wear? So God had to provide for them. The Bible says their shoes never wore out. Their clothing never wore out. They ate the manna every morning. They had the quail. The quail was up to their necks. The Bible says they couldn't eat enough of it. When you're in the land of provision, you have enough. That's right. Take me in language. That's right. You have enough for you. When you're in provision, you have enough to take care of your needs. That's not prosperity. Prosperity is having enough for you and having enough for your family and having enough for generations and having enough for your community. So God's trying to take you from provision into prosperity. Now watch, there's another language to go into prosperity because one whole generation died in the wilderness because they couldn't change the way they talked. 10 spies went into the promised land, and the Bible says 8 of them kept talking the language of provision. We can't go in there. What's the language of provision? It'll never get better. Be happy with what you got. Listen, I know it's greater over there, but you don't know how difficult it is to live. All those bills, all those requirements, you are speaking provision language. You are locking yourself into staying where you're at. That's wilderness talk. Wilderness talk is excuses. Very good, Apha. It's, you know what? This is great. You tolerate and accept. Well, you know, many single women do that. I'm getting older. I'm not going to get another man, so I better be happy with this guy I'm dating right now. I know he's not everything. You settle. Oh, God. You settle for where you're at. When you're in provision, language is settling language. Some people in provision even said, you know what? I wish we were back in Egypt. At least they gave us the straw and gave us the clay. You begin talking. If you stay in provision too long, you'll go backwards. Ooh, Lord have mercy. I feel the anointing. If you stay in provision too long, you'll settle and you'll go backwards. you'll go backwards and you'll stay where you're at and you'll actually go reverse. Because if you're not moving forward in the kingdom, you're going backwards in the kingdom. Because the kingdom of heaven is suffering violence or forcefully advancing. If you're not moving forward, you're going backward even if you're standing still. This is for somebody. Somebody needs this. If you're not moving forward in the kingdom, you're going backwards even if you're standing still. Because when you're climbing, if you're climbing a hill in your car, watch this, and you pop it in neutral, you don't stand still, you roll backwards. The gravitational pull of the world will pull you down. So we're not just moving forward, we're climbing higher. So when you're moving forward and climbing higher, you cannot put it in neutral. You cannot stand still because you'll begin to roll backwards. You have to break through into your next season. Yes, you have to go higher. Somebody said higher into your next season. So now watch this. What's the language of prosperity? Two men, Joshua and Caleb, said to the other spies, listen, we can have this land. God's given it to us. We can certainly do it. They didn't say, hey, Pop, God bless you. They didn't say, God can do it for us. When you're going into the promised land, you're not having provision mentality. Well, I hope God does something. I hope God helped me get groceries this week. I hope God does something. No, no. When you move into prosperity conversation, here's what you say. We can do it. God has given us the power, and we can do what he said do. Isn't that powerful? We can do it. Somebody say, we can do it. I'm preaching myself where I ain't got no more voice. I need an armor bearer to bring me some water. We can do it. The language of the third place is the language of prosperity. The language of prosperity is not God's going to do it for me. That's the language of provision. God's going to provide quail and manna. No, the language of prosperity is I can do it. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I can do this because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. When you speak the language of prosperity, you don't have to say God's going to do it for me because you represent him in the earth. Now you start saying, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get a better job. I'm going to make $1 million. I'm going to make $100,000 more this year than I did last year. I'm going to do this. I'm going to write a book. Your mouth begins to take you in to the realm of prosperity. You're going from Egypt, poverty, to the wilderness, provision. Now your language has to shift again to the promised land, prosperity. Woo, my God, somebody ought to grasp this. When you change your language, you change your destination. Some of you, you're not in poverty. You're just stuck in provision. And the reason you're stuck in provision is because you're afraid of those giants. You're afraid of the promised land. And all you have to do is begin to change your language and your giants will begin to fear you. All you have to do is change what you're saying. We're going to do this. We can make it happen. Voice activated. I love that, Pop. Your destiny is voice activated, and sometimes your future needs to hear your own voice. Your future needs to hear your own voice. Some of you want a man of God to come prophesy your future. You can prophesy your own future. Your future needs to hear the sound of your voice. I am, I have, I will. I am blessed. I have the favor of God. I will walk in prosperity. Isn't that awesome? Your future needs to hear your own voice. I feel so stirred right now. I feel such an anointing. Somebody's changing. Your mentality is changing. If the enemy has put you in a pit, your words will get you out. Your words can get you out of any situation you're in. Your word can break you. Thank you, Patty. God bless you, Diane. Your words speak the language of prosperity. I know you're satisfied because you're not in poverty and slavery anymore. But some of you, don't you get satisfied in provision. Don't you get satisfied in provision. Your next phase is moving to the land of prosperity, flowing with milk and honey. And your mouth is going to take you there. In the name of Jesus. Just not enough, just enough. That's right, Apha, more than enough. But wait, there's more. I told you that last week. My favorite infomercials are when they show you everything and they say, but wait, there's more. That's right. Praise God, Pops. I know it's going to be awesome. I know it's going to be phenomenal. Somebody ought to say, but wait, there's more. I haven't even begun. I haven't even got started. I'm moving. My mouth is moving me to the land of prosperity. But wait, there's more. Father, I thank you. I love each and every one of these smart people that just love the Word of God, and I'm honored that you would speak it through me. Somebody is developing the faith right now to speak prosperity language. Their words are taking them in to across the Jordan into their promised land. I believe it. I believe it in the name of Jesus. I thank you and I give you praise. In Jesus' name. Thank you all for partnering with me. I know many of you have joined me on my website with the 3080 seed. Some of you have become monthly partners. We're believing. Yes, thank you for praying for me. Yes, thank you for praying for me. Many have joined the 3080 covenant. If you're interested, go to bishopp.tv. We believe for 12 new partners every day. And if you would join us with that 3080 seed every month, I know many of you had, and we are sending you out your partnership packets and your books. In the next couple of weeks, you should get it in a personal letter from me, and I can't wait to talk to you, and I can't wait to share with you what God's put on my heart. Love you guys so much. Be blessed, and I'll see you on Friday Favor. Bye-bye.